Hey guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise. I apologize in advance if there is any wind noise in this video, and I'm outside here in Bali filming this episode, and it's quite windy right now. It's in the springtime, so that's how it is. But this video is going to be about how to sell products online when you really have no prior experience or even any passion around it. Okay, it's your first time watching the video or subscribing to the channel. Definitely hit that subscribe button. Smash the like button so it gets in front of more people, and let's get into the video. All right, guys, so the first thing you need to know about selling products online is that you don't really necessarily need to be the expert right off the bat. Okay, you can become an expert over time. If you think about just starting a dropshipping site, what you're really doing is you're taking advantage of your supplier's hard work. What they've done for you already is they've created the product, right? They've imported it, they've packaged it, and they fulfilled it, and they're ready to ship it out when the sales come in, okay? The other thing they've done is they probably created a website, and they've already probably created some sort of product description and listed their specs on that website. So when you first start your store, it's really fairly simple. You just have to find the supplier, contact them, get your dealer account, and then get their catalog and upload the products to your store. Usually you're going to just copy and paste the supplier's description. Never, never, never copy and paste your competitor's description. You can get in lots of trouble that way because they usually spend lots of money to hire writers like you should in the future. So don't do that. Copy and paste your supplier's description. That's perfectly fine to start with. And then in the future, you'll be building out that description more as time goes on. You'll either add more things to it yourself or you'll hire a writer, whatever that is. But regardless of that, what's going to happen is as soon as you turn on traffic to your store, right, usually with Google Shopping Ads, that's the method that I teach, is that you're going to get highly qualified leads if you do your Google Shopping Ads, right, the way I teach, to come to your listings and potentially purchase them right then and there. Okay. So more likely than not, if they feel like they have to call you first, the phone calls are usually 80% going to just be about making sure that either the product's in stock or that you're a real business, that they can trust you, that they actually are going to order from you and they're not going to get scammed, because there's some scam websites out there, unfortunately, and nobody wants to get scammed, right? So they want to make sure you're a real business. Most of the phone calls and emails you'll get probably just are to legitimize your business and make sure you have that product in stock. The other phone calls you might get is a person that has a question about the product that is not addressed on your product page, okay? And that may be small things, like one feature set isn't addressed or something's missing, okay? And if you don't know the answer to that, you can always just ask them, hey, can I call you back? I'll call my supplier rep right now, or I'll call my manager, I'll call my supervisor, whatever word you want to use, and I will get the answer for you and I'll call you right back, okay? And so you don't need to be like the ultimate expert on these products, because the traffic you're sending to your website is not people that don't know what they want. It's people that already know what they want. They've already done the research on other websites. They've already gone through a long sales process. Now they're just looking for the best deal. Okay, so that's the low-hanging fruit we work with. Now, in the long run, what you're going to do is you're going to learn about the products. You're going to create tons of content, right? You're going to teach people about them and which ones you recommend for what their lifestyle is or whatever their needs are, okay? The solutions you recommend. You're going to create that content from what you learn about your niche in the long run. And then through that process, you're going to become an expert. So not only are you going to be creating awesome content for your website, but if someone does call you, it's going to be more like a consultation call as opposed to just like a call. They're going to be asking you, hey, what do you suggest for this? What do you suggest for that? And you're going to be able to work through their needs to find the right solution. And you can follow up and you can create all this content through email marketing as well as social media marketing and make automations like on Facebook Messenger, that kind of stuff. Okay, there's lots of cool things you can do once you know all the things about your niche and the niche market and the problems you're solving, the needs they have, things like that. So it's pretty awesome. And don't worry up front if you don't know all this stuff yet, okay? Don't think that, oh, I'm not going to be able to sell that product online. That's not really how it works, okay? The way we teach how to do this method is that you don't have to be the expert in your niche first. You just have to get your store started. You have to get a supplier account, list the products, and freaking sell it and do customer service, okay? All you really should know how to do is customer service when you first get started, all right? And as time goes on, you will become an expert. And as an expert and a good salesman, you're going to get paid a lot more, okay? Naturally, people are going to buy more from you. You're going to sell higher priced products to people, and you're going to make a lot more money. So the more skills you learn, the better. Just don't let that hold you back in the very beginning, that you have to be like an expert in your niche and industry and already know everything in order to do it. Now, obviously, if you already are an expert in a niche industry and it's profitable, then that's a huge step up. I would definitely recommend doing that. For instance, I used to work at a lock supply warehouse. So, I worked there for like 5 years and I moved up into sales and I helped people to find the right products for them, okay? You know, this varied from different things like the right key blanks for their keyway, finding the right, you know, electric strike for the door that they had, finding the right lock set, the right back set length, the right finish. You know, there's tons of different finishes in the lock industry. And I sold big, heavy gun safes and business safes and jewelry safes. I sold electronic access systems. So it's really complicated stuff in that industry, right? And because I had a lot of skill set behind that, I realized that if I wanted to in the future, that I could build a website around that niche and take that skill set and do it. Eventually, I actually, instead of building one website, I bought a website selling gun safes and business safes and jewelry safes online. And I ran that for about 6 months. I did fairly well with it, making about maybe $1,000 or $2,000 per month because it was kind of a side project. It wasn't really my main thing. And I sold the site for about $15,000 at that point. So I bought it for about maybe 10, made a, you know, a considerable amount, like another 10 or 15,000 over 6 months. And then I sold it for 15,000. So generally speaking, it was a pretty decent investment. Obviously, I could have done a lot more with it if I had it as my full-time thing, and you should consider that too. So take your skill sets. If you know you have prior skills in an industry, you can use that to your advantage to become an expert in your industry. The experts get paid way more. They make way more sales. They make way more money because you can make content as an expert, okay? And not just blog content, but YouTube content. That's some of the best content because people will see you right there in person, and you'll be able to not only teach them, but you'll be able to build a trust factor with them. You'll get them to know you and to like you, and you'll get them to do business with you. And video content is great. It's how I built my bicycle dropshipping store in the very beginning, completely with organic traffic and a little bit of paid traffic, but almost completely with organic traffic, mostly through YouTube videos and that traffic there, and also through blog posts and really good product descriptions, okay? So consider that if you're starting off as an expert, it gives you a huge leg up over the competition that isn't, and you should definitely get started with a niche that way, okay? But then again, if you're not an expert, don't let it hold you back, okay? You can become an expert over time. Thanks so much for watching and listening, guys. If it's your first time, please subscribe and leave a review on the podcast, ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. You can go get all the information on the various offers we have and freebies at ecommerceparadise.com. Look forward to helping you in a future episode. Take care and have a good day.